Okay, we move on. The third speaker, Monica Roy from UCSF, is going to speak about evaluating appointment patterns to improve sustainability of HIV treatment in Zambia. Monica, you're welcome.
Thank you. Current facility-based models for HIV treatment in sub-Saharan Africa can be resource-intensive. Frequent clinic visits are burdensome both for patients and health systems and contribute to program attrition. Clinic congestion is likely to be an increasingly large problem in most facilities as more and more people are being tested for HIV and initiated on lifelong ART. We examined visit burden and appointment patterns in a large facility-based ART program in Zambia in order to identify potential reductions in facility visits through visit spacing or community-based models of care. Visit data and clinical information were obtained through an electronic medical record used in routine care from all adult ART patients who made at least one clinic visit between 2013 and 2015 at one of 56 CIDRs, Center for Infectious Disease Research-supported clinics. This graph depicts the number of visits made by the current clinic population since 2004. The area in blue denotes visit frequency among patients on less than 6 months of ART or with the most recent CD4 count of less than 350. The red area are visits on ART for greater than 6 months and with a CD4 count between 350 and 500. And the green area are visits on ART greater than 6 months and with a CD4 count greater than 500. The number of visits in green constitute 23%, or nearly one quarter of all visits made by the current clinic population. Importantly, the proportion of visits made by this population has increased over time from 3% in 2005 to 29% in 2014. Additionally, we found that nearly two-thirds of all visits were for pharmacy and adherence counseling only, and the immediate median appointment interval ranged from 30 days for pharmacy-only visits to 60 days for clinical visits. These intervals did not change with the number of years on ART or the most recent CD4 count. Current facility-based care is inefficient, characterized by frequent clinic visits despite years on ART or CD4 count. Immediate improvements in pharmacy supply chain could substantially reduce the frequency of pharmacy-only visits. There are large potential gains with visit spacing or community-based models of care to decrease the frequency of clinical visits. This could be more precise with increased access to viral load testing. Visit spacing and community-based models of differentiated care are urgently needed to improve efficiency, reduce costs, and sustain retention in care. Thank you.
Thanks, Monica. Could I just ask regarding the pharmacy visits at 1 month, is that because drugs are not available or is it because the guidelines just say that we need to keep giving 1 monthly drugs?
Knowing that, I think kind of quantitatively is outside of the scope of our study, we think that a large part of it is due to pharmacy supply chain issues.
Right.
If you were to change your appointment frequencies, are there institutional barriers to overcome or funding barriers where it's requiring these frequent visits?
Yeah, so I think we'll get into it in the discussion, but actually in Zambia currently in 2013-14, the HIV guidelines actually were updated to recommend after the first 6 months on ART, stable patients should actually only have visits every 6 months. So.
Okay.
Has Zambia started to roll out viral load testing?
Yes, another very good question. Zambia has begun rolling out viral load testing, but it's in its first stages and so is not yet widely available across the whole country, but we expect in the near future it's going to be scaled up quickly.
Thank you very much, Monica. There will be more questions at the end. So can we move on to...